Siadajcie, Polacy, lewo.
السلام عليكم. دبل كوفي تو ويك اب. ان شاء الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وارزقنا علما تنفعنا به. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت وباركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. الحمد لله, we have opportunity this winter to accelerate a little bit on the seerah of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, which is the gap of the Maghrib, nearly 2 hours. So I asked the brothers to bring some Pakistani tea, but no one is listening. Alhamdulillah, I didn't ask to bring a Pakistani sweet. I'm joking. So we read in the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the book of Ibn Hisham. It's called the seerah of Ibn Hisham. Remember, I always repeat it for you to remember, inshallah. And we are on Ghazwat Uhud, which is Jazakallah khair. We already moved on Ghazwat Uhud nearly at the half beginning. The beginning of the before starting fighting, so we nearly finished before starting fighting. So we start inshallah where we stopped last time. Jazakallah khair, brother Ishaq. May Allah bless you and reward you, beautiful wife and pious wife. Ameen. Nice coffee to wake up. It's okay. Jazakallah khair, brother Ishaq. Marakallahu fik. قال ابن هشام وأجاز رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يومئذ سمرة بن جندي الفزازي. I'm going to jump this one because we already read it. And Sheikh here in this chapter, he tried to mention the young people who they attend the war, the Ghazwa. You know, when I told you about two young men, them names is Sumurra and Rafi'an wa Sumurra. So they said to the Prophet, they bring to Prophet ﷺ these two young men, they was 15 years old. And Prophet ﷺ, he sent them back. He said, now it's too young. So they said, oh Prophet of Allah, Rafi', he's a very good sniper, shooter with an arrow. Yeah? He said, okay, if it's so I permit him. They say, as well, Sumurra, when he wrestled with Rafi', he put him down. So that means he's more stronger than him. He's stronger in a different way. He said, okay, if we got that skills, it's okay to go. So from there, as I said to you, the scholars, they permit the young men to start joining the fighting from 15-year-old. وَرَدَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Many of the Sahaba, great Sahaba, which they became great Sahaba, but at that time there was 13, 12, 10, some of them is Usama ibn Zayd, Abdullah ibn Umar, Zayd ibn Thabit, Al-Bara ibn Azib, Amr ibn Hazm, Usayd ibn Zahir. He permitted them later on Ghazwat Khandaq, Ghazwat Al-Ahzab, which we're going to come up to, inshallah. So we carry on. قال ابن إسحاق وتعبأت قريش وهم 3,000 رجل. So Quraysh, they keep gathering and gathering as much people they could. In a way, they gather 3,000 men. ومعهم 100 فارس. In between them, 100 men on the horses. Yeah, because on the horse is not like on the camel, and on the camel is not like on feet. So on a camel, more stronger. On the horse, more stronger. Yeah. فجعلوا على ميمنة الخيل خالد بن الوليد. So خالد بن الوليد, they put him a leader on the ميمنة, the right wing. وعلى ميسرتها عكرمة بن أبي جهل. The left wing was the leader عكرمة بن أبي جهل. So they put on this غزوة, each son of the leaders who they been killed in غزوة بدر, they put them in the غزوة أحد. Yeah, and the main leader is أبو سفيان. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يأخذ هذا من يأخذ هذا السيف بحقه. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, now he's in his army. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, who want to take this sword, but he have to pay the price for it. I mean, he said, who من يأخذ هذا السيف بحقه, who can take this sword, but he have to give what it's worth, that sword. Yeah, when we say pay, maybe it's mean money. But when we say what it's worth, it could be money, it could be something else. We'll describe. فقام إليه رجال فأمسكه عنهم. So many men, they stood up. Yeah, but Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم pulled it back. He meant to give it to someone. He meant someone to give it to him. So this individual stood up, he pulled it back. So he stood. And many of them, they stood up same way. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he pulled it back. ثم قال ثم قام إليه أبو دجانة سماك بن خرشة أخو بني ساعدة فقال وما حقه يا رسول الله. Maybe for many reasons, yeah. Maybe Prophet ﷺ, he pulled it back because they didn't ask what is worth, or maybe he meant someone and else. It was especially for someone. So I don't know. We're gonna know later on. So this individual Sahabi Abu Dujana, he stood up to Prophet ﷺ. He said, "Oh Prophet of Allah, what's worth this sword?" قال Prophet ﷺ said, "أن تضرب به العدو حتى ينحني." You will kick with the enemies until the sword bow, yeah, or broken. He said bow in this version, but in another version he said broken. قال أنا أخذه يا رسول الله بحقه. He said I take it with whatever it's worth. فأعطاه إياه رسول الله. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave it to him. وكان أبو دجانة رجلا شجاعا يختال عند الحرب. Abu Dujana, he was a very brave man, yeah, and he used to be very smart on the war, on the fighting. إذا كانت وكان إذا أعلم بعصابة وكان إذا أعلم بعصابة له حمراء فاعتصب بها علم الناس أنه سيقاتل. And he's one of the famous strong men. And whenever join a fight, I mean a fight against enemies, not a fight between individuals. So he used to wear his garment of the war. Then he put amama, which is a band tied in his head, red. So they know this man, he's not willing to come back. He's going to fight as the best he could. Even he's going to die. He's going to fight in a way he doesn't bother to die. فاعتصب بها. So he put it on in this غزوة. فعلم الناس أنه سيقاتل. So people, they knew he's going to fight, and he's going to fight with no comeback. فلما أخذ السيف من يد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أخرج إصابته تلك. So when he took the sword from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he pulled out his banding, red banding, yeah. فعصب بها رأسه, and he tied up with his head with it. وجعل يتبختر بين الصفين, and he started showing off with the sword between the rows of the Muslims. We know the show off, the greediness, the jealousy is permitted in Islam in some places. Is this forbidden? This is forbidden behaviors in Islam, but it is permitted in some places or some positions. I will tell you some. He's going to tell us about this. Then I will put more if he doesn't tell us as much as I want. So he starts walking between the two rows and showing off in between the two rows. قال ابن إسحاق فحدثني جعفر بن عبد الله بن أسلم مولى عمر بن الخطاب عن رجل من الأنصار من بني سلمة قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حين رأى أبو دجانة يتبختر. He said, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, after saying the narrators, yeah, he said, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he comment on this action. On this behavior which come out of Abu Dujana. Yeah? while he was showing off. He said, إِنَّهَا لَمَشْيَةٌ يَبْغَضُهَا اللَّهِ. This walking, Allah hates it. A walking with a show off. You should walk always with a humble. Yeah? What is the humbling? Sometimes some people, the way how they walk, they can't cover it. That's how they walk. People, they think they are showing off. But them, they know themselves. So we don't have a right to judge anyone. But we should be watch our behavior on the walking, on the talking, on everything, in all the social manners. We need to behave on the show off. He said, Prophet ﷺ said, this is a walking, this crazy Allah. This is the walk which Allah disgraces. Only in such position or only in such place. So the show off is permitted when you are showing your strongness against your enemies. Why? What is the benefit of that? Everyone, because we people always, when we see someone showing off, what we do? We copy him. Yeah, that's normal in the community. Muslim or non-Muslim. Yeah? So what the people wear, most of them? Hey, if he loves Ronaldo, he wear Ronaldo. If he loves Messi, he wear Messi. If he like boxing, he... So we like to copy. So it's like a sheep. You pull one and the rest will follow. Yeah? So he permitted Allah for the rest of the army to show, to see that this person is ready to die for the sake of Allah. So you should be like him. Wallahu a'lam. Allah knows best. وقال حدثني ابن عاصم بن عمر بن قتادة أن أبا عامر بن عبد عمرو بن صيفي أو بن صيفي بن مالك بن النعمان أحد بني ضبيعة وقد كان خرج حين خرج إلى مكة مباعدا لرسول الله مباعدا لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم معه 50 غلاما في الأوس وبعض الناس كانوا يقول كانوا 15 رجلا وكان يعد قريشا يعد قريشا أن لو قد لقى قومه لم يختلف عليه منهم رجلان فلما التقى الناس كان أول من لقيهم أبو عامر في الأجابيش وعبدان أهل مكة فنادى يا معشر الأوس أنا أبو عامر قالوا فلا أنعم الله لك عينا يا فاسق وكان أبو عامر يسمى في الجاهلية الراهب فسماه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الفاسق فلما سمع ردهم عليه قال لقد أصاب قومي بعدي شر ثم قاتلهم قتالا شديدا ثم رادخهم بالحجارة. Okay, this individual Abu Amir, he was from one of the tribes of the Ansar. So when all his tribe converted to the Islam, he was a powerful man, he got servants, he got business, he got money. So when all, as I said to you, you can say that 95% from the Ansar, they convert to Islam. Ansar mean the people of the tribes of Medina, the Arab people, not the Jews. Yeah, so they convert to Islam. But still, some tribes, they convert all. But few tribes, many of them didn't convert. Many, yeah. So some tribes, half of them didn't convert. So this individual, his name is Aba Amir. So he's from Bani Dabi'a, one of the tribes of the Ansar. So he was upset why his people, they convert to the Islam. And he didn't want to stay in Medina. So he went back to Mecca. He went down to Mecca. And he took with him 15 of his servants. Some of them, they said a young servant. Some of them, they said, now is an adult servant. Yeah? There was men. It does make no difference. Some of them, they say 50 servants, but they was young. And some of them, they say 15, but there was men. It doesn't matter. He went to Mecca and he stayed in Mecca, living in there, doing business in there. Yeah. Then when the Meccans, they start gathering for Ghazwat Uhud, he joined them. And he said, I promise you, when my people, they're going to see me in your army, they can join us. They can move from Muhammad. He was so, he was confident of himself. Yeah. Sorry. He was confident of himself. So, he went, and he was a strong fighter as well. So he's with the army of the Kuffar, and he's standing in front of the army of the Muslimin. And when he saw his people, he said, oh, your people of Aus, I am Abu Amir. They say, may Allah disgrace you, or you the filthy man. Hey, Abu Amir, they used to call him before Islam al-Rahib. Al-Rahib is someone who priest his people. Yeah, and he tell them like he's because the Arabs at that time they wasn't religious. Yeah, so he was a priest in them something. You see, so فسماه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he called him al-fasiq, the filthy. Yeah. فلما سمع ردهم عليه when he heard them replying to him may Allah disgrace you and may Allah never give any ni'mah on you. He said, my people, they've been like asabahum shar when I left them. So they became like, they got influenced or they got some sihr on them or they got something like, they are not unusual, on them usual reaction. Usually when they see him, they put him on heads. You see, he's so respectable between his people. Yeah, that's the meaning. ثم قاتلهم قتالا شديدا. And when this war starts or the fighting starts, he start fighting his people and all the Muslims at the best he could. And he used to throw them with the stones. Bismillah. Sorry. قال ابن إسحاق وقد قال أبو سفيان لأصحاب اللواء من بني عبد الدار يحرضهم بذلك على القتال. Now Abu Sufyan is telling his army, the people who's holding the flag, which is the flag. And he gave it to Bani Abdiddar. Bani Abdiddar as well is one of the tribes of the Meccans, one of the great tribes. Yeah. So Bani Abdiddar, just to give you a definition who they are the ones who hold in the keys of the Kaaba from before Islam. And when they convert to Islam, when Prophet ﷺ concrete the Mecca, later on we're going to come up to, when he concrete Mecca, yeah, one of the Sahaba, he was from Bani Abdiddar. So he called him. When the keys, he come in the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and before Islam, if we knew, yeah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wants to enter the Kaaba, so he asked Bani Abdiddar, I don't know who was at that time, to open for him. They refuse. He said to him, "Open for me, or one day is gonna come where the keys is in my hand, and I give it to whomever I like." So later on, we're gonna find out that Prophet ﷺ, he gave it back to Bani Abdiddar. And he gave a great hadith. He said, take it, Bani Abdiddar. Whoever remove it from you, he is an oppressor leader. This is authentic hadith. That's why the rulers, they don't touch. Because usually the rulers, if they go a holy house like that, they take the keys for themselves. Yeah, but they can't because all the Muslims, they come against them and all the scholars, they come against them. Prophet ﷺ, he gave it to this family and he said, whoever take it is going to be an oppressor. So you're going to approach it, clear your oppressor by the definition of Prophet ﷺ. You see? So up today, if you know any person from Bani Abdiddar, even if it's the last person, you ask him to open for, I want to pray two rak'ah in Kaaba, yeah, he may be able to open for you. But you must be lucky to know one of them. We ask Allah to bring us one of them whenever we visit the Holy Masjid, inshallah. And he opened for us and we ask Allah to accept, to make us pray in two rak'ah in the Kaaba. Ameen. So at that battle, yeah, the liwa, he was in the hand of Bani Abdiddar. So this tribe, that was them job is to fight for the flag to don't fall. Ya Bani Abdiddar. Now Abu Sufyan is talking to the people of Bani Abdiddar. Innakum qad wallaytum liwa'ana yawma badr. He said, look, we gave you the liwa. Remember the liwa? Now what is it? It's the flag. And we say the flag go down and the army is dead. He said, you've been gifted the liwa on Badr and you let us down. No. He said, you've been gifted the liwa and you see what did happen to us. وَإِنَّمَا يُؤْتَ النَّاسِ مِنْ قِبَلِ رَايَتِهِمْ And the people, they will be quoted from the flag. That means if the flag is down, the army will be disaster on them. They kill them all. إِذَا زَالَتْ زَالُ When the flag go down, all the army will go down. فَإِمَّا أَن تَكْفُونَ لِوَاءَنَا Then only you're going to fight as the best you could for our flag or you give up our flag. If you remember, in the time of Meccans, yeah, before Islam,
It was a fully strong country. Yes, it was a small town, yeah, but it was a country. They have the Union House. They have the military base, and who's in charge of it? Commanders, army trained, and they have president. They have ministers. They have a budget for the business, a budget for the war, everything. You see? So even it was a small city. So Umar ibn Khattab is one. He was one of the strongest commanders of the army of the Meccans whenever they involve in a war. So he said, rather you're going to not let our flag down, or you give up the flag. So Banu Abd al-Dar is one of the five tribes. They're always in the war. They are in charge of the flag. فَهَمُّوا بِهِ وَتَوَاعَدُوهُ So they come to him and they say, we give you all the oaths, we give you all the strong oaths and the words that the flag will not go down.
وَقَالُوا نَحْنُ نُسْلِمُ إِلَيْكَ أَن نُسَلِّمُ إِلَيْكَ لِوَاءَنَا سَتَعْلَمُ غَدًا إِذَا الْتَقَيْنَا كَيْفَ نَصْنَعَ
They say, we give you our flag. I mean, they used to have a nobility of the flag on all them family back hundreds of years. So they say, we give you our flag. No way. Tomorrow you're going to see what we're going to do.
وذلك أراد أبو سفيان and that's what he want أبو سفيان فلما التقى الناس ودنا بعضهم من بعض
now when the army they are facing each other and they approaching slowly yeah Nasir you need a cup of coffee I think you see me I bring my tools you know there is one scholar in Mecca He was teaching, and he said, "I am seeing one in my gathering is sleeping. If he sleep again, I'm leaving." But he have about hundreds, yeah, very strong sheikh. He said, "If he so now, who's gonna wake him up? The scholars they're gonna keep an eye on him to don't sleep." Sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
When the people they face each other, the army they get closer. قامت هند بنت عتبة في النسوة التي معها أخذنا الدفوف يضربنا بها خلف الرجال ويحرضنهم فقالت هند فيما تقول.
So the women's what is their job in the war? Before war start, they stand behind the army and they start duffing the drums. Is it duffing? Duff the drums. Yeah, I just guess it. Huh. Well, in Arabic, it's called duff. So you see how the English is from the Arabic? And many, many words in the English, especially when you speak the Shakespearean English, you will find many hundreds of words that are Arabic.
So the duff, you can heard me here, he said, أَخَذْنَا الدُّفُوفَ
Dufufa is a plural of one duff.
Yeah? And they start duffing on them. Yeah?
And saying words to encourage them husbands and them sons and them men's, yeah? And tell them, fight for us. Then when the war start, they start looking and nursing after anyone get injured, yeah. Then Hind, she was a very poet. Yeah, she said a very strong poems. I'm going to try to translate for you one, there's only two lines.
وَيْهَنْ بَنِي عَبْدِ الدَّارِ وَيْهَنْ حُمَاتُ الْأَدْبَارِ دَرْبًا بِكُلِّ بَتَّارِ
She said, Oh, Wayhan is like, you know, when a woman, she tried to be nice to her man. So she said a nice word. Yeah? This is Wayhan. It means we're going to look after you if we win. We women, we're going to look after you, our men, after when the war is finished, if we win. So it was a word of Wayhan is like a hinting. That we look after you. That's the meaning. She said, وَيْهَنْ بَنِي عَبْدِ الدَّارِ Oh, بَنِي عَبْدِ الدَّارِ We're going to look after you. Yeah? And she said, وَيْهَنْ حُمَاتَ الْأَدْبَارِ وَيْهَنْ We're going to look after you if you safeguard our back. That means safeguard our dignity. Save us from slavery. Many meanings. Yeah? So she said, دَرْبًا بِكُلِّ بَتَّارِ Kick with every batar. Batar is a safe, is a sword. Yeah. So why she said to Bani Abd al-Dar and she didn't said the rest of the tribes? Why she focused on Bani Abd al-Dar? I told you why she focused. Why Bani Abd al-Dar? Because they're holding the flag. Okay, so I want you to focus with me. You see? So, because they are the one who holding the flag. If the flag fall down, the army go down. Yeah? So she tried to encourage the main important party of the whole army. Yeah. Then she said, إِن تُقْبِلُوا نُعَانِقْ وَنُفْرِشُوا النَّمَارِقْ أَوْ تُدْبِرُوا نُفَارِقْ فِرَاقَ غَيْرٍ غَيْرِ وَامِقْ. She said, if you fight hard and you face the army, you don't run away, we will stay with you, you are husbands. Yeah? So she doesn't mean anyone in person. She means her husband. But she's talking on behalf of the women. And if you run away, we're going to run away from you. You never see our faces. You get me? So every woman, like, she's going to do that. She's going to leave her man if he going to be coward, which is a strong word. وَكَانَ شِعَارُ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Now, what's the ashab, the companion of the Prophet, what they were saying? So if you can see, imagine the scene now. The writer, he's saying to you part of what's happening here, and a part of what's happening here, and how much they're approaching, and so and so and so, and he's moving with you. So I want you to imagine the scene while I'm talking. وَكَانَ شِعَارُ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And what the wording they used to say, the companion of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the day of Uhud. Amit, amit, fima qala ibn Hisham. Amit, amit, it means kill, kill, but maybe it have more meaning. Qala ibn Ishaq, faqtatala al-nasu hatta humiyat al-harb. Now the war starts, and the fighting is very at the hardest of it. Yeah, and the war is no one know the other. وقاتل أبو دجانة حتى امتعن في الناس. And Abu Dujana, as I told you, holding the flag and fighting with a sword. And of course, there is someone to protect him. He's not alone. It's happened in many cases in the Muslim wars where the flag man, he was the only one protecting his back and his front and proceeding from forward. You see? But like Khalid ibn al-Walid, like many strong soldiers here. قال ابن هشام حدثني غير واحد من أهل العلم أن الزبير بن العوام he is the husband of the auntie of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم of Safiya. وجدت في نفسي حين سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم السيف فمنعنيه وأعطاه أبا دجانة. أبو الزبير, he said, I was so sad, or I was a bit not satisfied when I asked Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to give me the sword, yeah, and he stopped it from me. You see how close to Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So he was not sad on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was sad that he didn't get it. Because they never got sad on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Yeah. رضي الله عنه. وقلت أنا ابن صفية عم... I said the husband of Safiya. No, he was the son of Safiya. He was his cousin from his auntie, from his father's side. ومن قريش. And I am from Quraysh. وقد قمت إليه فسألته إياه قبله. And I stood up before him, before Abu Dujana, and I gave it to him. Look, the Sahaba, I always mentioned to you, look how they are, how humans they are. They are more, they seem like us. I mean, too many mistakes in the daily basis. They behave like us exactly. Yeah? But the difference between us and them, yeah, they used to love Prophet ﷺ in a way. I mean, they leave them wives, they leave them children, they leave them, they spend their money. You see this Ansar, yeah? And I'm not going to talk about Muhajirin, because the Muhajirin, they left all their money. Uthman ibn Affan, he was one of the richest men in Mecca. He left everything, he comes zeros, lich, in to Medina. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, he come. You know the Sahabi which I told you, the other Sahabi from the Ansar, he said to him, I have two wives, I have two gardens and this. So show me the market. Yeah. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, when Prophet ﷺ died, he's the one who was sponsoring all the wives of Prophet ﷺ until they passed away. In which the Sahaba, Abu Bakr Siddiq and Umar ibn Khattab, they was ready to give from the treasure of the Muslimin, from Dar al-Muslim, Dar Mal al-Muslimin, the house of the money, which is the bank, call it the bank. Yeah, the bank of the government. But he said, no, don't give, I will pay for them everything they want. Yeah? So he used, they used to live rich from his sponsoring them. And Uthman ibn Affan, he's the one on one of the Ghazwat Mu'ta, if I am not wrong. One Ghazwa was in Iraq, very far away. It was the first Ghazwa fighting the Romans, where Uthman ibn Affan himself, some scholars, they say he sponsored 600 ride. 600 ride with the sword and the shield the seat which they put on the camel or on the horse. How this we call it?
Saddle.
We call it serge in Arabic. So saddles, yeah, could be changing with the time. So, and look, you know, to sponsor 600 rider up today is a lot of money. Yeah. So. Yet they used to do many silly mistakes like Ghazwat Badr we explained. Like now you can see Zubair ibn al-Awwam, what did he said? Yeah, he said, look, I am from Quraysh. And Islam already teaching you to don't say I'm from Pakistan. Don't say I'm from Saudi Arabia. Don't say I'm from Algeria. Don't say I am... yes, say it, but not in like we know Pakistan is the best Muslim country, all the Muslims. Or Algeria is the best Muslim. No. Don't say it. Talk about yourself. Yeah? Yes, you love your country. Nobody stop it. Stop you from loving your country. But do not make it superior than other countries. Yeah? Same for yourself. Do not make yourself superior. So he make his country superior. And he, because Abu Dujana is from Medina. So he said, I am from Quraysh. Yeah? He said, I am the cousin of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yeah? That's wrong. And he said, I am from Quraysh. That's wrong. And he said, I stood up and I asked him before him. And he gave it to Abu Dujana and he left me. Wallahi la anduranna ma yasna. And now I'm going to observe Abu Dujana what he's going to do. That means he wants to find any small mistake from Abu Dujana, like if he's going to fight as the best he could, don't know. I mean, we should not wait for each other to fail. You get me? But they are humans. This Abdullah ibn Zubayr, I'm going to tell you a story about him later on. No, not Abdullah. This is Zubayr ibn al-Awwam. His son is Abdullah. I don't know if he's in a time of Umar, radiallahu anhu, or in a time of Uthman. This is where I'm going to find it in here. You're going to find it in Sirah of Abdullah, Zubayr ibn al-Awwam. So it was 25,000 Muslim against 250,000 Roman. They called them, when the Muslims stood, they say valleys up and down, full of humans, of Romans. The army of the Muslims, there was 25,000. They are all like that. Yeah? All shaking. And as I told you, when the military start, or the war before start, always there is two fighters, they come out. So, always there is the commander and whoever his poem it, he go and saying poems and saying Quran and saying whatever he can say to strengthen and encourage the fighters. All the Sahaba, all the great Sahaba, they passed by. Khalid ibn al-Walid was there. All the great Sahaba was there. Nothing to do for the army. What are you going to see? You see valleys, humans like a bees. Yeah? That means you're going to die. That is a suicide. Yeah? So, Abdullah, he was very young. Abdullah ibn Zubayr. Zubayr is ibn al-Awwam. Abdullah is his son. And his son from who? From Sumayya, the daughter of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Sumayya, who is she? She's the one who when Prophet ﷺ migrate to the Ghar Thawr. She used to take the food. And she used to wrap the nitaq. The nitaq is the wrapping, folding things like hijab. They used to wrap themselves with. Yeah. So she split it in two. A half put on it a food and a half wrap up herself with it. Allah called her in the Quran. He named her in the Quran. Thatun nitaqain. You see? So she's named in the Quran. His wife. He's the wife of Zubayr. Zubayr, he's young now here. Abdullah is very young, sorry. In this incident of Uhud, he's young. But later on, Abdullah is young. He's about 15, 18, 19, I don't know. But he was young age, early age. I don't think up to 19, but anything 15, 16, 17. Could be 15 or 16. So Abdullah, Zubair ibn al-Awwam, he starts saying and encouraging and maintaining the moral of the fighters, I want only 10 or 20 of you to come with me. Me, I know the Romans. I am so experienced with them. Because he attended before Islam and after Islam, Zubayr ibn al-Awwam. Yeah? They are cowards. As soon as you engage and you fight at the best you could, they run away. So come with me. Let's kick the flag down. And they finish. They say, no, we don't. So he took his son. He put him in front. Oh, one more thing about Zubayr ibn al-Awwam. Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, he got some skills. He's only him and a few other Sahaba. Khalid ibn al-Walid, Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, and another few individuals. They're the only the very tall men. And when the men stood up, you can see them more higher than. It's remarkable. Yeah? And they fight with two hands, and they can ride the horse and lead it with only them legs. Yeah? So when he see them not all down, he done a suicidal action. He took Abdullah ibn Isa's son, he put him in the front, he said, you lead the horse and leave the rest to me. And he engaged on the 250,000, the first portion. And they see someone coming and waving with swords, and he go in, everyone in front of him, left and right is down. Two rows. Until he chopped them out. He turned, he come chop the other side. And he go back to his place. They say, they are all mishmash. They got scared. The Sahaba, they couldn't believe this guy, what did he done? It's something you can't see. Look, whatever they show us in the movies, yeah? Trust me, wallahi al-azim, they took it from our history books. Yeah? And they claim samurai and Chinese sword. All is balloonies. Lies. In the Islam, all is that. That's in the cinema, all taken from our history. But we don't know our history. And that's why we didn't look after it. So, they say, he said, I need 10. This time we go, they're going to run away. Yeah? So, they didn't want to. They got scared of more. They still more scared. He went again, same story. He went the third time, the other army ran. That they win. Muslims, they win. Yeah. So I don't know if they engage with him, they run, or at the third one, they run. I don't remember exactly. No, he done 80% of the job. You see the story of Sayyidina Dawood. Yeah? The prophet at that time, because Sayyidina Dawood, he wasn't a prophet yet. He was 16 years, young boy, poor. Yeah? So the Jews, they ask the leaders, they ask them, Prophet, we have no leader. Our leader died. Can you ask Allah to appoint for us a leader? Because in between the Jews, they know they have 12 tribes. One tribe responsible for the leading, one tribe responsible for the prophecy, one tribe responsible for the... Allah guide them what to do and how to do it. And the Prophet. So because the leaders, there was... always looking to, everyone want to take the leadership, yeah? Without waiting for the permission of Allah. So, and the people, they can't accept any leader. So, they go and they ask the prophet at that time, can you ask Allah to show us who is the leader? Yeah? He said, will you accept who is the leader? They said, yes, we are. They all show pious. They are not. He said, okay, tomorrow I'm going to tell you. So, next day, he said, the leader is Talut. Who is Talut? Is the blacksmith man. The poorest one. But he's so wise, so strong. All the definition of a leader is on him. So the prophet said, that's his prophet. They say, this man, he's the poorest of us. He's the lowest level of our families. He's this, he's that. And they start criticizing. And they accept him without accepting him. But he's leading anyway. Yeah? Allah ordered him to go and fight Jalut. Yeah? Jalut is these people who are very huge. Yeah? They call them the giant, yeah. But they name them in English Jalut or something like that. Yeah. So anyway, why I'm trying to come to you is you get in conclusion, yeah? So they come out thousands of thousands on the army. When they approach the place of fighting Jalut and his army, they pass by a river or a lake. Allah ordered them. He wants to pass them trial if they see them. If the army contain a pious man's fighters or no. Because you win with the pious fighters, not with the latest weapons. You see? That's what's happening in Gaza exactly. When they pass by the lake, before they arrive here, the Prophet, he told the Talut, he said to him, Allah ordered you to order your army to do not drink from the lake, only hand full of water and no more. And you know, the Muslims, when you ask them to boycott the Pepsi and Coca-Cola, the kuffar, they know how to do it. When we ask for boycott, the kuffar, what they do? Buy one, get one free. Already one was 150, so buy one, get one free. That means you're going to get two at 150, they put it for you, £1 now and get one free. So they're working against you. So when you work for good, they are working against you. You have to understand that. So when he ordered them, they all argue. How can we going to listen to you? We are very tired. We're going to fight these giant people. And we are very thirsty. What we're going to lose if we drop? And start, you know, la 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 for nothing. Instead of obeying the Sahaba, we used to be sami'na wa ata'na. Now when you say to someone smoking is haram, what you say? Nah, is this like? Is makruh? One uncle, I met him. I was doing delivery, bismillah. And he was bringing the electric cigarette. I said to him, uncle, why are you smoking this cigarette? He said, he got shocked, he didn't expect it. And I said, don't you know it's haram? He said, no, he tried to show strong. He said, no, it's makruh. He said, really? I said, okay, you're going to answer yourself. Allah in the Quran tell us to don't kill other people? Any people? He said, yes. Allah said, do not kill the soul which Allah forbid to kill only for a reason. Yeah? He said, are you a soul or no? He said, yes. He said, are you not killing yourself? He said, no, it doesn't kill. I said, come on. I said, take off any cigarette packet. If they don't tell you this product killing, I will apologize to you. And then he said, yeah, you're right. What do you want to drink? Yeah, skin. He gave me drink. I took it to Aisha. Yeah, you give me nice water, Jazakallah khair. Yeah. So come up to the story of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam. Is nearly same meaning in here. So they drink from it. Or you can't imagine thousands, few thousands. They drink all. How many they didn't drink out of the thousands? Guess how many number? Give a number. Okay, a little bit more. 150 scholars, they said. 150, that's all. Yeah? And look the power of Allah. Yeah? Allah Ta'ala, he said in Surah Al-Baqarah, he teach them to say one dua. فَشَرِبُوا مِنْهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْهُمْ. They say, Allah teaches them to say, فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Oh Allah, shower, pour on us the sabr, or like he said, or كما قال, in case we're missing any word or letter or something. So he said, they said in the dua, meaning, oh Allah, pour and shower on us the sabr. رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا. أَفْرِغْ is more than shower, pour on us sabr. That's why I told you last time, when you are really losing the plate, that's it. You have no sabr. Do not do anything. Just keep freeze and ask Allah. Inside you say, Ya Allah, I'm not able to do anything. Pour on me sabr, pour on me sabr. And pull back if you can pull back. Sit if you are standing. Change the place if you are in one place. Don't stay in place where you are. Yeah? And ask Allah to shower or pour you with sabr. رَبَّنَا فِي عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا and strength our feet. Yeah? Don't make us shaking or losing the courage. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ and give us victory against the kuffar. So that means it's not you with your weapons which you're going to bring victory. In Algeria, we used to call it a bird shotgun. used to descend an airplane. The Algerian, they call the French. The French, they call the Algerian, is the army who used to face an airplane with a bird shooting gun. And they used to gay down. So just and similar in Pakistan and in Bangladesh, in all the Muslim countries, in all the times. Yeah. So here, then Allah Ta'ala, Sayyidina Talut, he said, who's going to come out? The Jalut and his army, they are already huge. And latest technology, latest weapons, too many numbers. And he called the strongest of them to come out. So you can imagine, you are 150 against thousands fully equipped. Then the strongest of them come out. And your leader, he said to you, anyone can fight for me that one? And he killed him. Yeah? And I will give him my daughter to marry. And when I die, he will be the king. Look to the risk of Allah. Risk of Allah come out of nowhere. Thought from A to B, you be a super millionaire. Yeah? So, no one come out. Sayyidina Dawood, he come out. Young man, 16 years. Young boy. He used to be a shepherd. Yeah? So, and blacksmith man as well, him. So, he used to put... Yeah. Let me just turn off the phone because she's not going to stop. No. Listen.
No problem.
It's not a matter of... I always say to her, how am I going to answer her? This, a photo of the Quran and the student. Then don't disturb me. So, Sayyidina Dawood, he was so good on sniping with miqla' in Arabic called miqla' sling. So, yeah, slingshot, which is a rope, long rope. They used to make it out of the hay or material, any kind of material, stronger. And they put a stone in it, and you turn it, and you lose it, and you get your man in the between eye. Yeah, we used to use it when we used to be young, back home. Okay, so he kicked the giant down, and the army opposite, they ran away. He threw it on him, hit him between eye, and they ran away. And Sayyidina Dawood, he became a king, and Allah gave him Sayyidina Sulaiman, a son, yeah? And Sayyidina Sulaiman, Allah gave him the kingdom of all the whole earth, on the jinn and the human, yeah? So, look, subhanAllah, when Allah wants to give victory, He gives the victory. Yeah, subhanAllah. So, all what Allah asks us is the strong iman. Strong iman. Work on your iman. So, Sayyidina Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, I told you how he behaved. But let's see when Allah make him tell us. All is by the destiny of Allah anyway. So he was wrong on this, but no one was going to tell us what did Abu Dujana done with the sword if Zubair didn't keep an eye on him. Because he told us what did happen. We're gonna read now. فاتبعته. He said I followed him. Keep fighting and keep an eye on him. Yeah? فأخرج عصابة له حمراء. He pulled out the عصابة. He pulled out the turban or the banding, and he banded his head, the red one. فقالت الأنصار أخرج أبو دجانة عصابة الموت. The Ansar, they start saying, "Whoa, Abu Dujana, he took out the bandage of death." وهكذا كانت تقول له إذا تعصب بها في خارجة وهو يقول. So they used to always say to him that whenever he fight in the in any battle, but in this one. قال ابن إسحاق فجعل لا يلقى أحدا إلا قتله. So he start fighting and anyone face him, he kill him. أبو دجانة kill whoever is in front of him. وكان من المشركين رجلا لا يدع لنا جريحا إلا دف عليه. And from the kuffar, someone whose his job is only whenever he sees an injured Muslim, only he go and finish him. He doesn't want him to survive. فَجَعَلَ كُلُّ وَاحِدٌ مِّنْهُمَا يَدْنُو مِنْ صَاحِبِهِ. So this mushrik, he used to, whenever he see any Muslims being injured, he kill him. That's his job. Abu Dujana, he's fighting everyone in front of him, but without them noticing each other, they was getting closer and closer to each other. The mushrik, who was doing this nasty behavior, and the Abu Dujana, who was doing his duty, what he promised to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So there was Zubayr ibn Awam is telling us the scene. So they was fighting and approaching each other. فَدَعَوْتُ اللَّهَ أَنْ يَجْمَعَ بَيْنَهُمَا. So I ask Allah, may Allah make Abu Dujana meet this nasty man. Because usually in the war you don't find this kind of behavior. Because the injured one never touch. The old one never touch. The woman never touch. The children never touch. Always in, that's the rules of the wars from for kafir and Muslim. Yeah, but always in the between there is someone. No, Israeli, all the whole army is shaitan. But we're talking about the humans at that time, the kafir and the Muslims, they used to, whenever fighting, they never approach the thing in the war, and they don't fight an old man, neither a woman, neither a young child, children. So Abdullah, or Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, he said, Ya Allah, make Abu Dujana meet this man. فالتقايا. So they met. فاختلفا ضربتين. So they give them, they're fighting. And they kick each other. So one got a hit and the other one got a hit from the other side. فضرب المشرك أبو دجانة فأتقاه بدرقته فغضت بسيفه وضربه أبو دجانة فقتله. So the other man, he kicked Abu Dujana in between the shield and one of the places of his body, which he got his body, but he didn't kill him. So Abu Dujana, he got his man, he killed him. Yes, so Abu Dujana is still alive. ثم رأيته قد حمل السيف على مفرق رأسي هند على مفرق رأسي هند بنت عتبة. And he took his sword and he was nearly going to kill Hind, the wife of Abu Sufyan. Yeah, maybe you asked me, but you said he doesn't kill women's. Now this woman need to be killed. Yes, yeah, so this is not a normal woman. So this is more than men's. ثم عدل السيف عنها. But yet, did he kill her? He pulled back. Yes. قال الزبير فقلت الله ورسوله أعلم. He said, Allah knows the best. He didn't want to judge why he didn't kill her. Why he could kill her at that time. وقال دجانة سماك بن خرشة رأيت إنسانا يخمش الناس خمشا شديدا فصدمت له فلما حملت عليه السيف ولولا فإذا امرأة فأكرمت سيف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن أضرب به امرأة. So Abu Dujana later on he said, I was fighting and killing everyone in front of me as the best I could. Until I saw a person, yeah, and I went going to kill him. When my sword reached his head, I noticed that is a woman. So I didn't want the sword of Allah and his prophet, yeah, to kill a woman. So I pull it back. وقاتل. Now we're going to see how Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, how did he fight? قاتل حمزة بن عبد المطلب حتى قتل أرطاطة بن عبد شر حبيل بن عبد شر حبيل هاشم بن عبد مناف بن عبد الدار وكان أحد النفر الذين يحملون اللواء ثم مر به سباع بن عبد العزة الخباشي وكان يكنى بأبي نيار فقال له حمزة هلم إلي يا ابن مقطعة البذور وكانت أمه أم أنمار مولاة شريق بن عمرو بن وهب الثقفي. وقاتل حمزة بن عبد الله حتى قتل. أبروح سيدنا حمزة he fight at the best he could until he been killed. He kill أراطة بن عبد شرحبيل بن هشام بن عبد ناف بن عبد الدار وكان أحد النفر الذين يحملون اللواء. He kill one from the people who they was from بني عبد الدار. He kill one from the people they used to hold the flag. But the damn flag didn't fall down yet.
So he passed by another one, Hamza, he passed by another one of Bani Abdiddar. He told him, come to me, O so and so. Yeah. قال ابن هشام شوريق بن الأخنش بن الأخنس بن شوريق وكانت ختانة بمكة فلما التقى يا ضربه حمزة فقتله. So this individual, he called سيدنا حمزة by something not nice. So سيدنا حمزة he killed him anyway. Story short. قال وحشي غلام جبير بن مطعم. Now وحشي he said. He was a slave for Jubair ibn Mut'im. Wallahi inni la anzuru ila Hamzata yahuddu an-nasa bi sayfihi ma yaliq bihi shay'un. He said, wallahi, my job the Sheikh didn't say it here, but I'm going to say to you what he said and what is extra. So Wahshi, he said, I come to this ghazwa or to this war for one thing, to free myself. Yeah? So my target from the beginning, spying Hamza. So his eye didn't move from Hamza. So he told us exactly what did Hamza done. He said in this book, he said that Hamza, he used to fight like someone, he's demolishing walls or demolishing things in front of him and nothing stopping him. So you can imagine that Hamza, he was like a digger traveling through walls, and whatever in front of it is pull it down. So he was like that. That means you need to be very strong to be able, one, two, you don't give too much. So maybe one hand is out of the way. So he used to say, he said, Yahuddu. Yahuddu in Arabic, demolition. So that means he used to finish in the people in one or two wave of the sword. Like a camel. مثل الجمل الأورق إذا تقدمني إليه سباع إذ تقدمني إليه سباع بن عبد العزة فقال له حمزة إذ تقدمني سباع بن عبد العزة فقال له حمزة هلم إلي يا ابن مقطعة البذور. So this سباع بن عبد العزة, he came to Prophet سيدنا حمزة, he said to him, come to me you so and so. فضربه ضربا. So سيدنا حمزة, he gave him just one and he finished him. You know, one who said, come to me. So they used to do that in the war. So, فَكَأَنَّ مَا أَخْطَأَ رَأْسَهُ. So that means when he waved the sword in the top of his shoulder of this man, so like he had no head. Finish. And you need to know how much the sword is stronger and how much the man who holding the sword is stronger. Because the sword to be stronger, he need to be heavy. Sharp, yeah, long, and they're all giving a strong weight to the sword itself. So the man, he need really, yes. He said, "Now, Wahshi." He said, "Azastu harbati. I hold my spear. حتى إذا رضيت منها دفعتها." He said, "I was holding my spear like that, until when I knew now I'm not gonna miss him." But he got him from the back. But because Hamza, he was moving left and right and so speed, yeah, and the guy is behind him. So he need just Hamza to wait, to pause for just a few seconds. And him as well, Wahshi, he need to be, he need to give a strong power to his spear. And the spear need to be very heavy to be able to speed and travel in 5 seconds to kill whoever is in front of him. And plus, he needed to be more closer as the best he could. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَوَقَعَتْ فِي ثَنَتِهِ حَتَّى خَرَجَتْ مِنْ بَيْنِ رِجْلَيْهِ. So he said, I don't understand ثَنَتِهِ. Maybe the saw is like the arrow travel that way from here to that way. So you can imagine he was standing like I'm standing. Then the arrow, it hit from the spear. It hit from the back, yeah, lower back, until it go out of his lower part in the front, between his legs. So it was like this. So
No, he wasn't. He was more closer. Yeah. And the spear, he didn't hit it sharp to parallel. He hit it a bit down. Yeah. Don't forget that even Wahshi, he wasn't in a position where he need to watch himself that no one kill him. You see? So he wasn't really focusing on to get him in the heart or something. Well, in the movie, they show that it hit him from the back to front heart. But here he say no. It hit him from the, you can see the last quarter of the lower back. Yeah? And it goes sharp down to between his legs, to the front. But he didn't die. He said, he turned back. And he come toward me in a way at the full energy he got. So he saw him. فَأَقْبَلَ نَحْوِي فَغَالَبَ فَوَقَعَ. So he come to me at the powers he got. But he couldn't, the death got him before he reached me. But in another narration he said, the way how he turned and he come to me, I saw the death. So I said to myself, that's he going to kill me. But he fell down before he reached me. Yeah. He said, وَأَمْهَلْتُهُ حَتَّى إِذَا مَاتَ. And I waited for him until he died. جِئْتُ فَأَخَذْتُ حَرْبَتِي. And I come and I took my spear. ثُمَّ تَنَحَيْتُ إِلَى الْعَسْكَرِ. Then I moved out of the army. I didn't done anything else. وَلَمْ تَكُلْ لِي شَيْءٌ لِي بِشَيْءٍ حَاجَةً غَيْرَهُ. And my mission only was to kill Hamza and move out. قال ابن إسحاق وحدثني. When you feel tired, you want to stop, let me know. Because I'm not going to stop. At 7, inshallah. وحدثني عبد الله بن الفضل بن عباس بن ربيعة بن حارث عن سليمان بن يسار عن جعفر بن عمرو بن أمية الضمري أو الضمرة قال خرجت أنا وعبيد الله بن عدي بن الخيار أخو بني نوفل بن عبد مناف في زمان معاوية بن أبي سفيان فأضربنا مع الناس فلما قفلنا مررنا بحمص وكان وحشي مولى جبير بن مطعم قد سكنها. So this individual Sahabi with his Sahabi friend Sahabi, which is Abdullah ibn al-Fadl ibn Abbas ibn Rabi'a, and Ubaidullah ibn Uday. He said, we at the time of Muawiyah, which is about 30 years after the death of Hamza, yeah, they went to Sham. They traveled to Sham. Exactly, Hims. Wahshi, he used to live there in Hims. وقام بها, he used to live in there. فلما قدمناها قال لي عبيد الله بن عدي. So when we get there, عبيد الله, he said to Abdullah, هل لك في أن نأتي وحشيا فنسأله عن قتل حمزة كيف قتله. He said, why don't we go to Wahshi and we ask him how did he kill حمزة. قال قلت له إن شئت, if you like to. فخرجنا نسأل عنه بحمص. So we come out looking for him and asking where he live, what's his house. فقال until one man he told us, ونحن نسأل عنه إنكما ستجدانه بفناء داره. They say you will find him in the sitting place in his house. وهو رجل قد غلبت عليه الخمر. They say is a man being took over by the alcohol. فإن تجده صاحيا تجد رجلا عربيا. If you find him without of alcohol, you're going to find him a pure Arab man. But if you're going to find him drunk, so... Yeah, he's from the Abyssinian or Africa, I don't know. He's a color man. وَتَجِدَ عِنْدَهُ بَعْضَ مَا تُرِيدًا. Maybe you will find some of what you want. But honestly, me, I didn't hear that. I never heard that. That's the first time I heard that. But let's read. وَتُصِيبَ عِنْدَهُ مَا شِئْتُمَا. So when you find him, maybe he will tell you, if you find him awake, he will tell you what you want to know about him, from him. وَإِنْ تَجِدَاهُ وَبِهِ بَعْضُ مَا يَكُونُ بِهِ فَانْصَرِفَ عَنْهُ وَدَعَهُ. If you find him drunk, leave him. Don't talk to him until you get him when he's awake. فَخَرَجْنَا نَمْسِي حَتَّى جِئْنَاهُ فَإِذَا هُوَ بِفِنَاءِ دَارِهِ على طنفسة له فائدة شيخ كبير مثل البغاث. I find him very old man. فإذا هو صاح لا بأس به. They find him nothing. He is not drunk.
قال فلما انتهينا إليه سلمنا عليه. So when we got to him, we said السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. فرفع رأسه. He lift his head to see them. إلى عبيد الله بن عدي. To عبيد الله بن عدي. فقال ابن لعدي ابن الخيار أنت. He knew him from the description of his from his face. They said to him, aren't you a son of عدي بن الخيار? He said yes. He said sometimes the children, when you look at him, you can see. He look as you look like your father. So it's happened, yeah. قال نعم. He said yes. قال أما والله ما رأيتك منذ ناولتك أمك السعدية التي أرضعتك بذي الطوى. He said والله I didn't see you since I gave you to the Saudiya, the one she gave you breastfeeding. In the you know the, when the Arabs they have babies, they take them to the Bedouin to the. He said, and he was working for his father, or he's a friend of his father, one of the two. But I said, it's me who pick you up from Mecca until to the Saudiya, which she was breastfeeding you. It's not the same one who breastfeed the Prophet. It's not the same. Yeah. فإني نولتكها وهي على بعيرها. And I give her you to her while she was on her animal. Could be donkey, could be a horse, camel, anything. Yeah. فأخذتك بعرضيك بعرضيك فلمعت لي قدماك حين رفعتك إليها. So when she picked you up, I saw your feet. فوالله ما هو إلا أن وقفت علي فعرفتهما. He said, والله only when you stood up to me and my head was down and I saw your feet, I knew you. So look how experienced he was. Here, there are some people, they have very strong memory. Memory in a way you cannot believe. These people, if they are in our time of science, they will do things which are more advanced than what we are. You have to understand, yeah, the genius people from the past is more genius than what we are in our time. It's just the ones in our time, they had tools to play with. But them, they had whatever they had and they achieved. But out of what you read about them, you can say that these people, if they are in our time and we give them the tools which we have, what they can do. SubhanAllah. فجلسنا إليه. He said, we sat to him and we start talking to him. فقلنا له جئناك لتحدثنا عن رفعتك عن قتلك حمزة. He said, we come to you to tell us about how you killed Hamza. كيف قتلته؟ فقال أما إني سأحدثكما كما حدثت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حين سألني عن ذلك. He said, والله, he said, I'm going to tell you exactly what I did told Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he asked me the same question. Because indeed Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he converted to Islam, وحشي later on he converted to Islam and he came to Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was so sad when he saw him. He said to him, just tell me how did you kill him? So when he told him, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم started crying. Then he said to him, just go. Yeah. I mean, your Islam is accepted, but go and I don't want to see your face. So in some narrations that he was so sad for what he done and he left Mecca. And when the time of Musaylim al-Kadhab come after Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, yeah, he said, now I'm going to kill someone equivalent to the one which I killed in the time of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So he killed the most power supporter to the Islam, to the Prophet ﷺ and the Islam in the time of Muhammad ﷺ, which is Hamza radiallahu anhu. He said, now I'm going to kill the most enemy to the Islam. Yeah. So he traveled from Mecca until Yemen and he killed Musaylim al-Kadhab. He's the one who killed Musaylim al-Kadhab with an arrow as well. Then he said, now one by one. But he was sincere in his tawbah. So I don't know what's taking him to the drinking alcohol. I don't know. And if he's really authentic narration, I don't know. كنت غلاما. He said about how he killed Sayyidina Hamza رضي الله عنه. He said كنت غلاما لجبير بن مطعم. He said I used to be a servant, young servant to جبير بن مطعم, which is the father of this individual Abdullah or Ubaidullah. وكان عمه طعيمة بن عدي قد أصيب يوم بدر. And Jubair ibn Mut'im, which is his master, his uncle, he been injured in Ghazwat Badr. فلما صارت قريش إلى أحد إلى أحد قال لي جبير. When Quraysh they prepare to go for Uhud, yeah, for the war against Muslimin. So his master, he came to him and he said to him, إن قتلت حمزة عم محمد بعمي فأنت عتيق. So the uncle, no, the master come. If you kill the uncle of Muhammad, like he injured my uncle, yeah, you free. So he want to revenge for his uncle by Habashi. قال فخرجت مع الناس. He said, I went out as a soldier in the war. وكنت رجلا حبشيا. He said, I'm from Habasha, Abyssinian. Yes. No, Ethiopia, Abyssinian, Ethiopian. أقذف بالحرفة بالحربة قذف الحبشة. I used to be the one of the best shooter with the spear, like all the Abyssinians. قلما أخطئ بها شيئا فلم. He said, I rarely when I miss my target. فلما التقى الناس, when the war start, غزوة أحد start, خرجت أنظر حمزة وتبصره. So I went out spying on Hamza, where is he, and watching all his steps. حتى رأيته في عرض الناس مثل الجمل الأورق. And I saw him in the middle of between the people like the strongest camel. يهد الناس بسيفه هدا. Demolishing the man with his sword. ما يقوم له شيء. No one stood in front of him. فوالله إني لأتهيأ له. And he said, والله, I am behind him and I'm getting ready for him. That means you can imagine he was just like that. Just like that. Just like that. I mean, he was focusing on him to don't miss any second he pause. أريده وأستتر منه بشجرة. He said, I was hiding behind a tree. أو حجر ليدنو مني إذ تقدمني. Or big stone whenever I approach him more. إذ تقدمني إليه سباع بن عبد العزة. So when I get near to him, an individual from the kuffar, his name Siba ibn Abd al-Uzza, approached Hamza to kill him. But Hamza saw him. So he said to him, come to me. He saw that this man is coming toward him. Yeah? Come to me if you want me. قال فضربه ضربة فكأنما أخطأ رأسه. He said, he beat him one with his sword. He's like, he was with no head. قال وهززت حربتي. And I hold my spear. حتى إذا رضيت منها. Until when I felt now is the time. دفعتها. I send it. فوقعت في ثنته. And it come to his what I told you earlier, the lower part of. I'm guessing ثنته is the lower part. Because one, he said it come out in the front of between his legs. So it will be like the top half of the middle half of the back to the down. وذهب لينوء نحوي. So he turned and he came toward me. فغلب. The death catch him before he get to me. وتركته وإياه حتى مات. So he fall down. And I let him die. ثم أتيته فأخذت حربتي. So I come to him. I move back my arrow. ثم رجعت إلى العسكر. So I went back to the gathering. You know, the war is here. And there where they put them tents and all the belonging, where they're camping. فقعدت في سا, and I stayed in there. ولم يكن لي بغيره حاجة, and I have nothing only in this war except Hamza. وإنما قتلته لأعتق, and I killed him to feel free, to free myself. فلما قدمت مكة أعتقت. So when I go back to, when I went back to Mecca, I became free. So my master, he was, he free me. ثم أقمت حتى إذا افتتح رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مكة هربت إلى الطائف. So one Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم concrete مكة, I ran away to the طائف. فمكت بها. فلما خرج وفد الطائف إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليسلم, تعيت علي المذاهب. فقلت ألحق بالشام أو اليمن أو ببعض البلاد. فوالله إني لفي ذلك من همي, إذ قال لي رجل, ويحك, إنه والله ما يقتل أحدا من الناس دخل في دينه وتشهد شهادته. So he said, I stayed in the Taif and I'm thinking to run away from Muhammad, yeah, and his army.
and I'm thinking to go to Yemen or thinking to go to the Sham or to anywhere, I'm so depressed and stressed where to go. Until I meet one of the men and I told him my problems. He said to him, look, dare you. No one go to Muhammad, yeah, and convert and make shahada, only forgive him. So he have one option to save himself. فَلَمَّا قَالَ لِي ذَلِكَ When he said to me that, خَرَجْتُ حَتَّى قَدِمْتُ عَلَى رَسُولَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ He said, when I heard from him that, so I went out until I reached Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم in Medina. فَلَمْ يَرْعَهُ إِلَّا بِي فَلَمْ يَرْعَهُ إِلَّا بِي قَائِمًا عَلَى رَأْسِهِ أَتَشَهَّدُ بِشَهَادَةِ الْحَقِّ So he wasn't aware of my presence until I stood next to his head. No one saw me. I mean, he had to flee. Otherwise, they can trip. Anyone can catch him again. They knew that he's the one who killed him. So he said, he's like I sneak until I get to his head, to the head of Prophet ﷺ. And I said, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ فَلَمَّا رَآنِي When he saw me, he said, وَحْشِي He said, are you وَحْشِي He said, نَعَمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ He said, yes. أُقْعُد He said, sit. فَحَدَّثَنِي فَحَدِّثْنِي كَيْفَ قَتَلْتَ حَمْزَ He said, sit and tell me, how did you kill Hamza? قال فحدثته كما حدثتكما He said, I told him whatever I told you now. فلما فرغت من حديثي when I finished my talking, ويحك He said, ويحك dare you, غيب عني وجهك, take away from me your face, فلا أرينك, and I don't want to see you. فكنت أتنكب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حيث كان لألا يراني. He said, I stayed in the Medina, but I used to keep away from Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, from Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, so you don't see me. Sometimes I cover myself, or I always make sure that he doesn't see me. حتى قبضه الله. So he stayed in the Medina until Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he passed away. فلما خرج المسلمون فلما خرج المسلمون إلى مسيلمة الكذاب so I rush myself sorry I thought he's not going to tell a story we're going to repeat مسيلمة the story of مسيلمة he's telling better than me so he said فلما after when محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم passed away صلى الله عليه وسلم so the time of مسيلمة الكذاب come فلما خرج المسلمون إلى مسيلمة الكذاب صاحب اليمامة خرجت معهم so when the Muslims fighters go to fight مسيلمة الكذاب I went with them in the army وأخذت حربتي I took with me the same spear التي قتلت بها حمزة the one which I killed with it حمزة فلما التقى رأيت مسيلمة الكذاب and when the army meet I saw مسيلمة الكذاب in his hand a sword وما أعرفه فتهيأت له وتهيأ له رجل من الأنصار so I got ready for him to kill him and another man from the Ansar as well is ready to kill him كلانا يريده both of them they was looking to kill مسيلمة الكذاب their mission to the war in the war only to kill this man كلانا يريده فهززت حربتي حتى إذا رضيت منها so I keep an eye on مسيلمة الكذاب with my spear same story same place Now is the revenge for himself. He said, until when I knew that is the time to send, I send my spear. فَوَقَعَتْ فِيهِ So it came to his, to him straight away. Didn't miss him. وَشَدَّ عَلَيْهِ الْأَنصَارِ فَضَرَبَهُ بِالسَّيْفِ And the Ansari was behind him, and he got him with a sword, he cut off his head. So both of them, they kill him. فَرَبُّكَ أَعْلَمْ أَيُّنَا قَاتِلُهُ أَيُّنَا قَتَلَهُ He said, Allah know who did kill him. So if the spear, when it catch him, when it hit him, he been killed before the other man got him with the sword, or it put him down, then the other man take over on him. Yeah, how do they say it? Not chopped his head. I mean, in Arabic they call finish him. In English, finish him. Yeah, he finish him. So rather he's being killed by the Arab spear. That means Wahshi killed him. Or if he's being killed by the sword of the Sahabi, Ansari, so it's been, he finished him after the spear kick. فَإِنْ كُنْتُ قَتَلْتُهُ فَقَدْ قَتَلْتُ خَيْرَ النَّاسِ بَعْدَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَقَدْ قَتَلْتُ شَرَّ النَّاسِ He said, if I did kill him, so alhamdulillah, I killed the best man of the Islam at the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I killed the worst kafir between the kuffar. وحدثني عبد الله بن الفضل عن سليمان بن يسار عن عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب وكان قد شهد اليمامة That is the Yamama. The Yamama is place in the Yemen, and that where they fight Musaylimah al-Kadhdhab. Yeah, it's called the Yamama.
Yeah, that was on the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab. قد علمت أن الله تعالى لم يكن ليدع قاتل حمزة فبلغني أن وحدثني عبد الله بن الفضل عن سليمان بن يسار عن عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب وكان قد شهد اليمامة عبد الله بن الخطاب عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب he attended the war of the مسيلمة الكذاب which is the يمامة سمعت يومئذ صارخا يقول قتله العبد الأسود he said عبد الله بن عمر he said when I was in the war with the Muslims, I heard someone, he said, the black man call him, kill him. فبلغني أن وحشيا لم يزل يحد في الخمر حتى خلع من الديون حتى خلع من الديوان فكان عمر بن الخطاب يقول قد علمت أن الله تعالى لم يكن ليدع قاتل حمزة So, قال ابن هشام فبلغني أن وحشيا لم يزل يحد في الخمر حتى خلع من الديوان. He said, and since then وحشي he used to start drinking alcohol, and never get out of the bar or the pub or whatever. And Umar ibn Khattab, before he used to say, Allah will never let go the one who killed Hamza. We don't know, but he was believer. He stayed believer. But did he believe from his heart? But because he go to kill Musaylim al-Kadhab, that means he's still a believer, saying La ilaha illallah. By him involving on the Khamr, that is another matter. You see? Because non-believer, that is, even he give charity to all the poor people in the world, he's kafir. Even he's building thousands of mosques, he's kafir. If he died that way. Yeah, he doesn't believe the existence of Allah. He neglect the existence of Allah. Guess what? Of course, he's going to neglect the Prophet of Allah. Yeah? So, but if he's a believer, and he been taken over by one of the haram habits, call it any haram, and he die with it, he will pay the price for his failure of disobeying Allah, but he will end up to Jannah some way how down the line. We ask Allah to save us from all the haram. We ask Allah to make us stay fast forward on the deen until we say La ilaha illallah on the last breath. Amen. قال ابن إسحاق وقاتل مصعب بن عمير. Now we come to مصعب بن عمير. Who's مصعب بن عمير? Okay, let me help you. مصعب بن عمير, he's the one who holding the flag of the... Now we go back to the Ghazwa. And he's the one who Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم sent him to the Medina as the first ambassador. And he's the one, the rich young man who converted to the Islam. And his mom, she deserted him from the inheritance of hers, and he said, no, mom, my deen is my deen, take all your money. And he went with a very old garment and clothes. Now I want you to focus on his death. It's really painful. وَقَاتَلَ مُصْعَبَ بْنُ عُمَيْرٍ. Now مُصْعَبَ بْنُ عُمَيْرٍ, he holding the flag and he's fighting. حَتَّى قُتِلْ, until he died. وَكَانَ الَّذِي قَتَلَهُ ابْنُ قِمَّةَ اللَّيْثِ. The individual who killed him from the kuffar, his name Ibn Qimmata al-Laythi. وهو يظن أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه رسول الله. He thought that he's the prophet of Allah. Because he doesn't know this kafir. He doesn't know that he's not a prophet. He thought that young man who holding the flag is the prophet of Allah. فرجع إلى قريش فقال قتلت محمد. He went to Quraysh and he said I killed Muhammad. فلما قتل مصعب بن عمير أعطى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الراية اللواء علي بن أبي طالب. وان عمير مصعب بن عمير being killed, Prophet of Allah وسلم, he gave the raya to Ali ibn Abi Talib. Now who's holding the raya is Ali. وقاتل علي بن أبي طالب ورجال من المسلمين. And Ali is fighting and the Muslims they are fighting. قال ابن هشام وحدثني مسلمة بن علقمة المازني قال لما اشتد القتال يوم أحد جلس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تحت راية الأنصار. When the fighting got at the peak of it, Prophet ﷺ, he was under the flag of the Ansar. Because there is a flag of the whole army. Then there is the flag of the Ansar. And there is a flag of the Muhajirin. Okay, so you have to understand. But the main flag is on Mus'ab ibn Umair. So Prophet ﷺ, he sat under the flag of the wing of the Ansar. وأرسل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى علي بن أبي طالب رضوان الله عليه. He sent to Ali ibn Abi Talib أن قدم الراية. He said, "Go forward with the flag." فتقدم علي. Ali go forward. ف فقال أنا أبو أنا أبو الفصل ويقال أبو القسم أبو القسم فيما قال ابن هشام فناداه أبو سعد بن أبي طلحة وهو صاحب لواء المشركين أن هل لك يا أبا القسم في البراز من حاجة؟ قال نعم. So Ali, one Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said to him, go forwards, I mean, merge on the kuffar. If you merge on them, what they do? They defeat, they go back. If you defeat, they come forward. So he said, I am Abu al-Fasm, I am Abu al-Qasm. So to encourage himself, I am the strongest. And he got forward fighting and got steps forward. قال ابن هشام فناداه أبو سعد. Now the flag of the Muslim is on the hand of Abu Ali, Ali ibn Abi Talib, and the flag of the Kuffar is the right opposite to it. This is go forward and this is go forward. Yeah? So now who holding the flag of the Kuffar, his name Abu Sa'd ibn Abi Talhata. He was holding the flag of the Kuffar. He said to Ali ibn Abi Talib, he said, would you like Mubaraza fighting? Yeah? Why they was holding the flag? فاختلف ضربتين فضربه علي فصرعه. So they was fighting, and they got them each other one kick. Yeah? So he got injured and the other one got injured. But the injury of Sayyidina Ali was less than the injury of the other one. So he was a bit weakened. When he weakened, Ali, he finished him. Okay? He fell down with the flag of the kuffar. ثم انصرف عنه. Then Ali pulled back. He moved back away from him and he carried on. ولم يجهز عليه, but he didn't kill him, just he put him down. فقال له أصحابه أفلا أجهزت عليه, why don't you kill him and finish him? فقال إنه استقبلني بعورته. He said he faced me with his عورة. It's like he was, when he fell down his face. So his back was facing Sayyidina Ali. فعطفتني عن الرحم. So he is a relative to him down the line. So when I saw his back, I felt the relationship of the family between, because he's from Quraysh. You see? وعرفت أن الله عز وجل قد قتله. And I knew that Allah is going to kill him. ويقال إن أبا سعد بن أبي طلحة خرج بين الصيفين فنادى من يبارز برازا فلم يخرج إليه أحد فقال يا أصحاب محمد زعمتم أن قتلاكم في الجنة وأن قتلانا في النار كذبتم واللات لو تعلمون ذلك حقا لخرج إلي بعضكم فخرج إليه علي بن أبي طالب. So in another narration that this said he was calling any fighter. So the Muslims, they avoid him. They didn't want to come toward him. And he starts saying that, well, you claiming that your martyrs is in the Jannah and our martyrs in the hellfire. So why you are scared for? So Sayyidina Ali, when he heard that, he went out to him. So which one is correct? In the end, Sayyidina Ali got to him and they fight face to face. Go.
وقاتل عاصم بن ثابت بن أبي الأقلح فقتل مسافع بن طلحة وأخاه الجلاس بن طلحة. كلاهما يشعره سهما فيأتي أمه سلافة فيضع رأسه في حجرها فتقول يا بني من أصابك؟ فيقول سمعة رجلا سمعت رجلا حين رماني وهو يقول خذها وأنا ابن أبي الأقلح فنذرت إن أمكنها الله من رأس عاصم أن تشرب فيه الخمر وكان عاصم قد عاهد الله أن لا يلمس مشركا أبدا ولا يمسه مشرك. عاصم بن ثابت بن أبي الأقلح, he killed two brothers, he killed the first one, yeah, and he killed the second one, and when he kicked them, both of them, their mom was behind the army. When he kicked them, killing, how they call it, a kick. Yeah? So they didn't die. So they went wounded until they sit on the lap of their moms and they die. The first one come, he died on the lap of his mom. The second one come, he died in the lap of his mom. So both of them, when they come, the mom asked them, she said,
who did kill you? I mean, she knew that they're going to die. They are very big wounding. Yeah, they said same word. They said, I heard someone call him Abi al-Aqlah. The mom, she gave an oath. She said, whoever, and she was rich, she said, whoever give me the head of Asim, I will drink in the alcohol. She, because she was so sad on her two children, they've been killed in the battle. Asim, he make a dua. That's why I always say to you, make a dua. He said on his dua, he said, Ya Allah, make no kafir touch my body. I don't want any kafir to touch my body. Like the other uncle who was being washed in here. What he was saying? He was always making dua. May Allah make me be the first one washed in this maghsala. So you see, you don't need to be a big scholar. You don't need to be a big, too much knowledge. You don't need to be a very practicing too much deen. You need to have a strong iman. Strong and too much is not the same. Sometimes the strongness comes out of too much. Because when you put too many walls, the ceiling will be very strong. Yes? But if you put only a few walls, yeah, it will be less stronger than the ceiling will be less, a roof will be less stronger than many walls in the especially if the building's getting more bigger. Yeah? So that's the meaning of the iman. The iman, it doesn't need to be too much. If it's too much, it's good. But you need to be strong. Whatever you know, but strong. Yeah? So we ask Allah to strengthen our iman. Ameen. So he said, Ya Allah, make my body, make no mushrik touch my body alive or death. قال عثمان بن أبي طلحة يومئذ وهو يحمل لواء المشركين إن على أهل اللواء حقا أن يخضبوا الصعدة أو تندقا فقتله حمزة بن عبد المطلب. So the one who was holding the flag of the kuffar, yeah, the one of the ones who holded the flag of the kuffar, he been killed by Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. Another one is being killed by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Okay. And another one is being killed by what's his name? Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu. Waltaqa Handala ibn Abi Amir al-Ghasil wa Abu Sufyan. Handala, who now Handala, the name of Handala. Sahabi Handala. Okay. Handala, his name is one of the great Sahaba. He's from the Medina. His name is the Ghasil. When he died, who would make a ghusl for him? The angels. The angels, they make a ghusl on him. Yeah. Why? In one of the battles, yeah, he was married the night before tomorrow they go for the battle. And he didn't hear the call for the jihad only after, in the morning. So when the army come out, he was on ghusl. He didn't done the ghusl. So he went out on janaba. Yeah? And he being killed on the battle. So the Sahaba, they see him and the water poured on him. Yeah? They say, Prophet is looking at him and they say, where is the Sahaba? They say, where is this water coming from? He said, the angels, they are washing him. Then Prophet, he keep looking at him. Then he turned his head. They said, why, O Prophet of Allah, you turn your head? He said, because his wives from the Hur'in, they are with him now. And I felt ashamed to look at his, because I know him is so jealous person. So I didn't want to look at his wives, so I turned away. See, subhanAllah. Huh? Hanzala. You call it Hanzala. But it's Hanzala, Dha, no more Za. Za is a Ra, Za. And Dha, Dha. Yeah, Hanzala with a leg on the Dha. Dha with the Dhaad, the one you bite your tongues. So from that time, they called him Hanzala al-Ghasil. Al-Ghasil means being washed by the Malaika. Wa Abu Sufyan. So now Hanzala is facing Abu Sufyan, fighting with Abu Sufyan. فَلَمَّا اسْتَعْلَاهُ حَنْظَلَ بْنُ أَبِي عَامِرٍ رَآهُ شَدَّادُ بْنُ الْأَسْوَدُ وَهُوَ بْنُ ابْنُ شَعُوبٍ قَدْ عَلَى أَبُو سُفْيَانَ فَضَرَبَهُ شَدَّادُ فَقَتَلَهُ. So when he faced Abu Sufyan, he was going to kill Abu Sufyan. So another individual, his name Amir,
شداد بن الأسود. His name is Shaddad bin al-Aswad. When he saw him nearly to kill Abu Sufyan, so he killed Handala. Inna sahibakum ya'ni Handala. Ah, no, Prophet ﷺ is going to tell us the story better than what I told you. So he killed him. So Prophet ﷺ is telling us about Handala. He said, indeed your friend, if talking about Handala, ya'ni Handala, latughassiluhu al-malaika, the angels, they are washing him. Fasa'aluhu ahlahu ma sha'nah. فسألت صاحبته عنه. So he said, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, the angels, they are washing Handala. They said, ask his wife, what's the matter with Handala? Why the angels, they are washing him? She said, he went out junub. He didn't make wudu. حين, when he called, when he heard the jihad call. حي على الجهاد, like حي على الصلاة. So he's rushing. He forgot that even he need to take off the janaba or not. Yeah, which is not necessary on the jihad to be on ghusl. So it's not like salat. But it's preferable in case you die. More all the scholars and all the people, when they go to fight, they make ghusl and they go. Because he's expecting to die, so he wants to die on ghusl. Yeah, but Allah give him karama and he send the angels to wash him. ويقال الهائعة جاء في الحديث خير الناس رجل ممسك بعنان فرسه كلما سمع هيعة طار إليها قال الطرماح بن حكيم الطائي والطرماح الطويل من الرجال والهيعة هي الصيحة التي فيها الفزع قال ابن إسحاق فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لذلك غسلته الملائكة. So he's describing some people, the call for the jihad, he called al-ha'i'a. It means the call for the jihad. Yeah, he called the sayha. It means the call for the jihad as well. Shouting for the jihad. So when he heard the hay'a, or he heard the sayha, or he heard the call of the jihad. All this meaning the call of the jihad. وقال أبو سفيان بن حرب وهو يذكر صبره في ذلك اليوم ومعاونة ابن شعوب إياه في حنظلة. And Abu Sufyan, he telling us how much patient he was. He had sabr in the kafir. Well, always the kuffar, they have sabr as well. So they are fighting. They think you are them enemy. So they have sabr. Like Abu Jahl when he was in Ghazwat Badr. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was making dua. Abu Jahl, he was making dua. Until our time, wallahi, subhanallah. One time, one oppressor, he was oppressing me. And he know that he's oppressing me. Yeah. And he said to me, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. I said to him, really? He said, yes. I said, okay, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil, no problem. If you want it. No, they don't believe Allah. They believe Isa is Allah. It's different. That is shirk. That is not believing Allah. Yeah. That's normal. I told you always the oppressor. He have his own dua as well, and he think he's right. And how many rabbis they come to the soldiers of Israel? And they bless them and they give them promises and la la la. You remember in the cross war in the long time ago, they called Salib, Harb al-Salib, yeah? So they used to call the priest, they used to sell the voucher, which is the ticket to Jannah, lying to the people. So the priest have the ticket of the Jannah. And you come, someone come, and he said, and he la 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 la, then he give him, this is your ticket, keep it in. And him, he take it and keep looking after this ticket, and he keep fighting, and he, bah, subhanallah, the human is. Yeah.
To fight because they said our holy place is taken by the Muslims.
Yeah.
And the dirty people.
Yeah.
They have taken our holy land.
Yeah.
We have to fight. So the Pope in Italy, the only way he could get everybody to come is I promise you, Jannah.
Stop.
Right? We'll give you
He's there now. Let's see. Wait and see.
So he sent thousands of people from all over Europe.
We stop at 7, inshallah. قال ابن إسحاق ثم نزل الله نصره ثم نزل الله نصره على المسلمين وصدقهم وعده فحسوهم بالسيوف حتى كشفوهم عن العسكر وكانت الهزيمة لا شك فيها. So the Muslims, they had the victory at the beginning, and Allah showed them the victory, and they was winning, no doubt. But what did happen? قال ابن إسحاق وحدثني يحيى بن عبادة بن عباد بن عبد الله بن الزبير عن أبيه عباد بن عبد الله بن الزبير أنه قال والله لقد رأيتني أنظر إلى خدم هند بنت عتبة وصواحبها مشمرات هوارب ما دون أخذهن قليلا ولا كثيرا إذا مالت الرماة إلى العسكر حين كشفنا القوم عنه وخلوا ظهورنا للخيل فأتينا من خلفنا وصارخ بصارخ ألا إن محمدا قد قتل فانكفأنا وانكفأ علينا القوم بعد أن أصبنا أصحاب اللواء حتى ما يدنو منه أحد من القوم. So what did happen here? عبد الله بن الزبير is saying, he said, he's talking about his father, huh? He said, his father said, Abdullah ibn Zubayr said, his father, he said, I am seeing Hind and all the women, yeah, running back to the camp of the kuffar and pick up what they can and running away from the field as we always come into them to finish them all. That means they saw the defeat, yeah, and that was running away, yeah, until the group which a prophet of Allah ordered, you know, at the beginning, the mountain of Uhud, a prophet of Allah, he put 50 soldiers in there, yeah, and he told them, do not come down. And I said to you, the kuffar Abu Sufyan, what did he done? He sent Khalid ibn al-Walid with around, I don't know, 50 or more, so all of them on horse. He said to them, you go behind the mountain and find any way how you can get them from the back, and then we collapse on them or we crush on them in between us. So he said this, and the father of Abdullah ibn Zubayr, he said that until when the arrow shooters, they come down of the mountain.
Archers.
Yeah? They come down of the mountain. Yeah? And then the flag of the Muslims, the soldiers of the Khalid ibn Walid, they come behind us and they start killing, and we heard and the flag of the Muslims fall down, and the kuffar noticed the flag of the Muslims fall down, so they notice Khalid ibn Walid is there, they come back, yeah, you see. So and a sound, very loud sound, saying Muhammad been killed. Okay. Now, the Sahaba, they are shocked. We go back. We try to put up our flag again, and we try to support him. Qala ibn Hisham, As-Sarikh, his name is Al-Aqaba. Azabu Al-Aqaba, يعني الشيطان. So there was shaitan in there, in that place, and he shouted, Muhammad is being killed. قال ابن إسحاق وحدثني بعض أهل العلم أن اللواء لم يزل صريعا حتى أخذته عمرة بنت علقمة الحارثية. She said the اللواء, the flag of the kuffar, was still down until one woman from the kuffar, her name عمرة بنت علقمة الحارثية, she left it up. فلاثوا به. So when she left it up, one of the soldiers came and he took it from her. Yeah. وكان اللواء مع صوائب غلام لبني أبي طلحة. He was holded by a servant, and then he's from Habasha, young servant. وكان آخر من أخذه منهم. فقاتل به حتى قطعت يده. ثم برك عليه. فأخذ اللواء بصدره وعنقه حتى قتل عليه. وهو يقول اللهم
هل أعذرت؟ يقول أعذرت. فقال حسان بن ثابت في ذلك. So this man, at 7 o'clock he can make the adhan if you want to. So this young man, he holds the flag until he's being killed on it. قال ابن إسحاق فانكشف وانكشف المسلمون فأصاب فيهم العدو. So now the Muslims, they are in between two army. Yeah, so they start now the winning go back to the kuffar. وكان يوم بلاء وتمحيص. It was very hard day on the Muslims. It was full of trials and tribulations. Yes, جزاكم الله خير. أكرم الله فيه من أكرم من المسلمين بالشهادة. Allah give karama to the people who they die by the shahada. حتى خلص العدو إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Until they nearly got to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فدث بالحجارة حتى وقع لشقه. And they stoned him. فأصيبت رباعيته. So he been kicked until the helmet of the head been crushed to his face. And it break his top foot, top teeth. Yeah. وشجّع and been wounded from his face. وكلمة شفتاه and a cut off as well on his lip. وكان الذي أصابه عتبة بن أبي وقاص. So the one who been hurt him, his name عتبة بن أبي وقاص. قال ابن إسحاق فحدثني حميد الطويل عن أنس مال بن مالك قال كسرت رباعية النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the front top two teeth and the bottom two teeth been broken. يوم أحد وشج في وجهه and he been wounded in his face. فجعل الدم and the blood come down. So you can imagine the helmet is stuck on his head now because he's been pushed, the metal been pushed through to his face. Yeah. وجعل يمسح الدم وهو يقول كيف يفلح قوم خضبوا وجه نبيهم. And he was wiping the blood from his face صلى الله عليه وسلم and saying what they gonna do the people who they bleed them prophet. وهو يدعوهم إلى ربهم and he's calling them toward them رب. So how they gonna be punished these people who they done this. فأنزل الله عز وجل في ذلك. Allah sent the ayah telling us about that in that period. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ليس لك من الأمر شيء أو يتوب عليهم أو يعذبهم فإنهم ظالمون. He said, Allah تعالى said to him, you have no order on them. ليس لك من الأمر شيء. You have no order. Oh Allah, if you want to make tawbah on them or punish them, they are oppressors. So talking about the mushrikeen at that time who facing Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال ابن هشام وذكر ربيع بن عبد الرحمن بن أبي سعيد بن أبي سعيد الخدري عن أبيه عن أبي سعيد الخدري عن عتبة بن أبي وقاص رمي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يومئذ فكسر رباعيته اليمني السفلى وجرح شفته السفلى وأن عبد الله بن شهاب الزهري شجه في جبهته. So these two individuals, kuffar, one he was responsible for breaking the top teeth and cutting the top lip, yeah, and pushing the helmet in his head, and the other one was responsible for the cutting in his face. وأن ابن قمة جرح وجنته فدخلت حلقتان في من حلق المغفر في وجنته. So there was three. One of them, he break his top teeth and he cut off his lip. And one of them, he was responsible on the cut on his face. And one of them, he was responsible of breaking the helmet in which the when it breaked, so one part of it go in the middle of his face. ووقع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حفرة and he fall in a hole was on the ground. من الحفر التي من الحفر التي عمل أبو عامر ليقع فيها المسلمون وهم لا يعلمون. So the kuffar before the war start, they start digging in the place the night before they start digging holes in that places.
So one of these holes, the fourth individual was responsible of digging these holes, which Prophet ﷺ fall on him. فأخذ علي. No, no, no. This is a strategy of war. So like the Muslims in Badr, what they done? They took the water and they put the stones in the well. So now the kuffar, they can be early and they knew they're going to fight in there. They start digging holes, yeah, like that, in the side where the Muslims, they're going to end up, and they pull them in a way where them, they will be here, and the Muslims, they will be here. So the chances of the Muslims to fall in the holes, so it will be there. You see, you say Alhamdulillah. I don't need to remind you next time. Always, straight away after the sneeze, you say Alhamdulillah. If he doesn't say Alhamdulillah, don't reply him. Yeah? So when he says Alhamdulillah, you say Rahimakallah. And if you are alone and you sneeze, what do you do? And then you say Yarhamuni Allah. And then you say Yahdini Allah wa yuslih bali. You reply yourself. Yeah? But the angels, they are saying Yarhamukallah, and you say Yahdikum Allah subhanahu. You cannot say to them Yahdikum Allah because they are already guided. You say Yahdini Allah wa yuslih bali. فأخذ علي بن أبي طالب يد ربي يد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ورفعه طلحة بن عبيد حتى استوى قائما. So علي بن أبي طالب and طلحة بن عبيد الله, they hold the both hands of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and they pull him out of the hole until he stood up. ومص مالك بن سنان أبو أبي سعيد الخدري الدم عن وجه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Did I told you last time the story of سعيد بن أبي سعيد الخدري? What did he done? Abi Sa'id bin Khudri, yeah, he was fighting in the battle of Uhud, yeah, like a lion. But yet, he was taking on his responsibility to protect the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he kicked many people that was going to approach Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when I read for you last time, if you remember, the story of Sa'id al-Khudri. ثم ازددره ثم ازدرده فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من مس دمي دمه لم تصبه النار. And while there was a sahaba in this incident, so all of them, they touched the blood of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, didn't they? One of them wiped him, one of them tried to help him taking out the shield and so and the helmet and so on. Yeah, so many of them, they touched the blood of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. What Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said whoever touched my blood today, the nar will not touch him. Hellfire will not touch him. So subhanAllah, blessing. وذكر عبد العزيز بن محمد الدراوردي أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من أحب أن ينظر إلى شهيد يمشي على وجه الأرض فلينظر إلى طلحة بن عبيد الله. At that time, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, whoever want to look to a martyr still walking on the ground, he looked to عبيد الله, طلحة بن عبيد الله. He wasn't being martyred at that time. Yeah? And me, wallahi al-hadim, whenever I talk to my team of Sins of Witness in Gaza, I always call them, you are the walking martyrs. Please make dua for us. وذكر يعني وذكر يعني عبد العزيز داراوردي عن إسحاق بن يحيى بن طلحة عن عيسى بن طلحة بن طلحة عن عائشة عن أبي بكر الصديق أن أبا عبيد بن الجراح نزع إحدى الحلقتين من وجهي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. As I told you in the story of the helmet that Ubaydullah, Aba Ubayd ibn al-Jarrah, he was the one who removed the helmet from the face of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as well, Ubaydullah ibn al-Jarrah, let me finish what I'm going to say about him. Maybe they will say it. If they don't, I will say it. Well, they're going to say it. فَسَقَطَ الثَّنِيَّةُ. So when he saw the Sahaba around him, because he was the one defending. Yeah, did I told you Sa'id al-Khudri? No, not Sa'id al-Khudri. Aba Ubayd ibn al-Jarrah, he was the one taking him in his neck, protection of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah, and when he see him happen to him, what happened? He ran to him and he saw Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Abu Ali ibn Abi Talib trying to help the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, by the name of Allah, let me take it off his face. They was trying them best to take it, they couldn't. It was the blood and it was everywhere. So Ubaydullah ibn al-Jarrah, he came to them and said, please let me take it. So he hold it with the front of his teeth and he pulled the first part. But the top teeth moved out. Yeah? And then he moved the second one, the bottom two teeth full down. فَكَانَ سَاقِطَ الثَّنَتَيْنِ. So he had two teeth missing, the top and the bottom. Yeah. This is Ubaidullah ibn al-Jarrah, not Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Prophet, they break his top teeth. This Sahabi, when he pulled them, he broke them. He lost his teeth. And he lived 90 years. Abu Ubaidullah ibn al-Jarrah. He died old. Yeah. Subhanallah. And you see, they say in Arabic, and I think they say in all languages, they say, running away from the battlefield will not save your life. You get me? That means better for you in the battlefield. What you do? Face it with the full power you have. Because if you meant to die in there, you're going to die in there. If you don't meant to die in there, you're going to die wherever you're going to die beside this war. Khalid ibn al-Walid, he died at the age of above 80. Some 84, 85, yeah? When they washed him, they said, we didn't find a part in his body more than two finger distance, only there is a cut or a kick. I mean, every two fingers, there is something. Every two fingers, there is a wound. Yeah? And then he said, when he was old on his bed, he said, I was wishing to die martyr in the field. And I look forward at the best I could. But look at me now, I'm dying like, I don't want to say bad word, like someone not fighter. Yeah. On the bed. But this Allah destiny. So we stop here inshallah. We say subhanak Allahumma ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Jazakum Allah khair. Turn off the mic and then you can talk for 10 minutes. Then you can make adhan at subhanak Allahumma ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Jazakum Allah khair.
Oh.